Welcome to Kali Goose A, The Truth Lies in Between. It's a podcast series that will follow the truth, the lies, and everything in between. It's the case of a missing teen from California.
Carly Lane Goose A is a 16-year-old girl who went missing on October 13th from Chalfont, California, a small community just 12 miles north of Bishop, California. Carly is 5'7", 110 pounds. She has dirty blonde hair, blue eyes, and her nose is pierced on the left side. Carly lives in White Mountain Estates, just north of Bishop. She is a junior at Bishop Union High School, and Carly was employed part-time at a title company. Carly lived at home with her dad, stepmom, and two younger brothers.
Okay, so now we're going to play the first video that her stepmom made when she first went missing.
All right, and what that was there was a series of 30 Facebook Live videos that were done in a period of 9 or 10 days, and I can't remember. The dates range from October 13th to October 22nd. Those videos are available on YouTube. If you search, is it Finding KG or Missing? I believe it's Missing KG. You can find those live videos on YouTube. But we're going to go ahead and go through some of those videos for you guys, just kind of some notes on you know, facts and statements that had been made in each of those videos to follow. So that first one there, she does say that Carly has been missing since 6:30. The last time she spoke to Carly was 5:30. I'm not sure if you heard that she did not take a cell phone with her. She wants to put it on blast because she doesn't think Carly is in the desert. She thinks she could have been abducted because they live by a highway and it happens. And she also states that Carly left in her jeans and a t-shirt. That video was done just a few hours after Carly had been missing. The next video was also done on October 13th at 8:20 p.m. That was talking about there was a helicopter flying over. It was nighttime. They were doing a night search. And she just thanks everybody for the shares of her first video because it now has 7,000 views. On October 14th at 12:30 a.m., 18 hours since Carly had been missing, search and rescue wrapped up for the night, and Melissa stated they would begin again in the morning. And Melissa said, maybe she'll show up any minute now. That would be wonderful. On October 14th at 6:35 a.m., this video is kind of, you know, it's hard to see on a podcast, but there will be, you can find the video on YouTube and there will be some pictures posted along with this. It is 6:35 a.m. on October 14th. And Melissa states it is 24 hours since Carly had been missing. It's pretty dark outside. Melissa's doing a live video too, where she has a phone up to her face talking into the video, and it would be very, very difficult to positively identify Melissa at 6:30 in the morning. So then she's walking and she's telling us this is the way that Carly walked toward the highway. She also lets us know that SAR is at Laws searching that morning. On October 14th, a couple hours later at 7:38 a.m., she does a video where she says that there are two scent dogs out. They don't want any foot traffic in the area because they don't want to disrupt any kind of evidence or a scene or anything like that. They don't want to impede on any clues that they might find. On October 14th at 11:06 a.m., she does another video. Some of these, you know, are pretty short videos. Some of them are rather lengthy. So there isn't going to be a lot to, you know, let you guys know on some of these videos, like the last one. But
it's important,
October.
Right. Because this is when she talks about the
it is. Yep. So on October 14th at 11:06 a.m., she does a video. She said, I just had a neighbor call me and inform me that he saw her yesterday morning walking down the road towards Highway 6, wearing a white t-shirt and gray, she says sweatpants, gray, dark gray. He saw her around 7:30, 7:15, 7:30 in the morning. And so she also says, that's a highway and thousands of people drive down it every day. Maybe she's just across the street, just in the desert and dehydrated. So at this point, you know, the neighbor just called her because he saw Carly walking the other day, which I find odd that, you know, if this police presence was out searching, why did this neighbor wait over 24? It was more like 30 hours to call and say that, you know, he had saw Carly yesterday morning. Just kind of struck me as a little bit odd there.
Plus, at that time, wouldn't it be difficult still or no?
Well, he was saying 7:15, 7:30 in the morning. I'm not sure. I believe like sunrise was around that time, maybe a little bit early. I'm not sure because.
What about the angle that wasn't he in his hot tub?
That didn't come out until later on. At this time, and I'm not even sure that that's the same neighbor she's referring to in this video.
Okay.
There were a couple different times that people had told her they saw Carly at this, you know, and as we get through these videos, you'll see that I'm not even sure that this person was that same neighbor in his hot tub. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I mean, that was kind of my thing of why did he wait? Because, you know, if you saw search and rescue helicopters and stuff flying over, there was, you know, a strong sense of, you know, search and rescues out there. They didn't want foot traffic. Why didn't this guy come forward sooner? And the other thing was, I kind of found it odd that, you know, why would he, they just recently moved into the neighborhood. I believe that month, maybe a month prior. And so I was thinking, you know, why would the neighbors already have your phone number? But there's such a close-knit community. I mean, it seems like everybody's related to everybody there. And I do believe that, you know, people moving from Bishop to Chalfont to Benton to wherever, these people have all kind of lived near each other before or worked with each other. So I don't find it extremely odd that a neighbor would have had her phone number, especially with young children. You know, you always have somebody's phone number to, you know, for your kids. So that, to me, that didn't strike me as odd. I know other people thought that was strange.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that people really thought that was strange because it,
yeah.
I think, I mean, well, I don't really have any of my neighbors' numbers, but it's not really that. I live in a city. It's not really tight-knit. I don't really know what it's like to live in a tight-knit community, but.
Right, right. And the more that I learned, I think like one of the neighbors, his daughter used to live next door to them in another town. So, I mean, it's very plausible. And like I said, with two small kids, I can very much understand why you'd have your neighbor's phone number. Well, people just thought it was weird being that they just moved to the community. Like, why would, you know, how do your neighbors already know you? Because that's what most people send. They're like, I don't even like my neighbors. Why would they have my number? But I get that. And I don't have, you know, many questions about that at all.
Oh, wasn't he the former chief of police over there?
Again, I'm not sure. I don't know which neighbor she's referring to in this video. I'm not sure. She does talk about another neighbor or a couple other neighbors in videos ahead, but I'm not sure who she's talking about in this. She never clarified. Just that a neighbor had called her.
Okay.
And said he saw Carly at 7:15, 7:30 in the morning. And this was the first time that we did hear about the gray sweatpants and the white t-shirt, because up until this point, which is October 14th, it was said she was last seen wearing a blue shirt and skinny jeans.
Right.
Okay. And then, so another video followed out on October 14th at 12:30 PM, very quick video. I'm not sure what the intention of the video was, but as soon as she turned it on, she said there was a helicopter flying low. She was going to go out and see, go out and help. And she just says, thank you to everybody for the support and the love and God bless. That was a very, very quick video. But search and rescue was out there flying around in their helicopters. On October 14th at 6:45 PM, she did another live stating that she just got done driving from Montgomery Pass. They produced flyers. The news was playing, or I'm sorry, the news played it. I assume you mentioned that Carly had been missing. And then she goes on to talk about she's received 200 friend requests, and she thanks people because it's helping her get through it. And then she goes on to state that, I think we need to take it to Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, the whole U.S. And then she makes a statement that, Carly's been in my life since she was 4 years old. Let's hope she comes home. So what I found different, I mean, nothing really struck me as odd with this video except for the 200 friend requests. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be worried about friend requests, but maybe it was helping her get through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And just for note's sake, for people that aren't familiar with the area, Montgomery Pass is north of Chalfont. Chalfont, it's hard to explain it without looking at a map. Bishop is kind of the bigger town of the area. Chalfont Lay is kind of in a, what do they call it, high desert. And Just a small neighborhood of, I think it's like 40 homes. There's nothing else in the area, just open desert and mountains. And then if you continue up further, Highway 6, you will come into like, there's a Chalfont Valley, there's Benton, Montgomery Pass, and it takes you through to Nevada. So she had been up that day up by Montgomery Pass, according to her video.
Now, what would she be doing out there? Like, why tell us?
Well, that's kind of what struck me too, because if you notice the first video, she states that she thinks Carly was taken, and then the video before this, she thinks that she's just over in the desert and that she'll be coming home. So to me, to drive up the highway to Montgomery Pass, it just strikes me as odd, because if you think that your child has been abducted, I mean, maybe you'd think that you're gonna find them close to home. I guess I'm not sure the reasoning. Maybe it was just, a distraught mom that didn't know, what to do. But yeah, it struck me as very odd to go up towards Montgomery Pass. Then on October 15th at 7:23 p.m., she just comes on. It's a short video. She's talking about that she's added as many people as she can, to the group, that there's so many requests coming in, it's hard to keep up. By this time, they had created a, actually, I'm not even sure if she's talking about the group or just adding friends. I think she's actually talking about adding friends, all these friend requests. She also states that Carly was last seen by two confirmed people at 7:15 and 7:30 a.m. Now, she doesn't really state, who these people are, but then she does go on to say, somebody at some point created a GoFundMe. Not sure who it was. She didn't know who it was, but she did clear up that it wasn't them. I believe it was a young kid trying to help. They also had a Facebook page removed because the Facebook page was using Carly's name and they didn't think that that was okay. Yeah, they were talking about the group because she does say that if you take a screenshot, you will be removed from their official group. You're not allowed to repost videos. The only thing you can do is save and share the flyers. That there's too many misconstrued stories, that people are saying Carly has been abducted. She said, let's not put the word abducted out there. She's just missing. Locals, look at your cameras, check all your cameras. The FBI has Carly's devices. She was getting messages from people freaking out saying, oh my God, Carly just opened her Snapchat, but that was because the FBI had Carly's devices. She just talks about, the family, friends are trying to start a meal train, and she's excited about that because she's a fatty. She's trying to be goofy. That's how she gets through this. The two younger brothers were still not home. She just told them that their sister went somewhere. She asks that parents tell their children not to speak about it to the boys at school. And then she just goes on about these dang friend requests, talking about some local sent her a friend request. Some guy from India sent her a friend request, and he was really scary. And she just goes on to talking about how dangerous these friend requests are. And she said she forgot to mention Carly's nose is pierced on the left side. She's sorry that her update was so late, but she didn't do very well today. She spent her day walking the highway for a long time. So now with that video, I mean, there's quite a few things that kind of struck me as odd. And by this time, I'm really starting to wonder about these friend requests. Like, who cares? Who cares how many friends you have? I didn't really understand that at this point. I'm just kind of, it was really frustrating to keep hearing about friend requests.
Yes, I agree.
And at this point also, this is still just 2 days after Carly had went missing, and they were very, the official Carly group was very, very strict. And that struck me as extremely, actually pretty terrifying, to say. These live videos started to be posted in the official group, and if you shared anything out of that group, they blocked and banned you. And that struck me as odd because here we are, 2 days into a child missing, and you're not allowed to share her information, only a flyer. It was very strange to me. Just very strange to me. And this too, this video is where she's upset and doesn't want people to say Carly was abducted. And I'm, the very first video she did, she is the one that put it out there that she thinks Carly was taken. And now she's upset that people have that misconstrued story. Anything that you can think of to add to that one?
No, not really.
Okay, so then...
pretty much everything you said is how I feel. So.
Okay, so then on October 15th at 7:55 p.m., she also does another group, because at this time people were really, I'm sorry, she does another video. People were really starting to get upset and that they were getting blocked and removed from this official group. And so she did a video and she said, if you don't answer, there is three or four questions you have to answer to even get into the group. You know, it's a closed group, which again was kind of weird to me, but she wanted it broadcasted and spread across the whole U.S., but yet we're going to be in a closed group. We're not allowed to share anything, which it was just so strange. But she's talking about the group, and if you don't answer these questions, you will be denied from the group. And she also says that the group is ran by a special investigator. We did find out later on that this special investigator that runs the group is a family friend of Carly's father. I'm not sure how close the friendship is, or, from later statements, it doesn't seem like it was a very close friendship at all. I have no idea. And I'm not sure what a special investigator is, but that was who was kind of running the group. And so that was, that's that video. Anytime you think of something, you can just cut me off too. Yeah, some of these, like I said, they're so short, there isn't really much to discuss. So then on October 15th at 7:24 a.m.
I just said one. So I think that you made a good point when you said that, why is the group closed? If they need to get this information out to everyone, it should be public, like end of story.
Right. And that's what kind of struck me as odd. And I'm like, this girl is missing. Why are we hiding in a group? Why can't we share these videos explaining? Because, the flyers were great and all, but, there were so many different flyers going around. One saying she had a blue shirt and skinny jeans. One said possibly a white t-shirt and gray sweatpants. And so I'm just not sure why these, she did so many live videos, why they were only to be in that group. You couldn't share, you couldn't take screenshots, you were getting blocked and banned. And I just couldn't understand that. I would think that if a child is missing and you're wanting it, to spread across the U.S., you're going to, you're going to have an open group and you're going to want everybody to, she kept saying share, like share what? You were not allowed to share anything. So that was just, it was really weird. Okay. So then on October 15th at 7:24 a.m., she did a video and she said that she's just concerned that Carly's just gone. If you know me and you know Carly, she would never do this. She is not the person who would do this and leave her family and just go for a walk and be like, I'm just not coming back. That's not Carly. She's a loving girl, a good girl. And she goes right back into, she's getting friend requests from random people, messages causing stress. The messages are causing her stress because her phone is blowing up. She's getting scary messages. This whole friend request stuff, I just don't get it, but whatever.
Right. At one time she's saying that it helps, and then now she's saying she's stressed from it.
Yep. She's stressed from the phone blowing up from the messages. I don't get that. And then she says, SAR has looked everywhere. Highway 6 goes all the way to Massachusetts. And now she wants this to go to Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, the whole U.S. So She's wanting this spread all over. This is the second time, you know, that she's stating all of these states she wants it to go to. But again, if you share something, you're blocked and removed from the group. So you're kind of, I mean, you could download and save the flyer is all that you were allowed to share. And I do think that, you know, when she says, you know, Carly is this isn't like Carly. It's not like Carly to leave. So now that's kind of confusing as well because she doesn't want people to say Carly was abducted, and now Carly isn't the type to just leave. So there isn't many options that leaves left.
Right.
Okay. And then, so on October 16th at 7:10 a.m., this is the first video that I really noticed Melissa really break down and kind of, I guess you'd call it crying. I mean, and I'm not here to judge my children have never gone missing, so I'm not here to judge behavior as far as crying, not crying, laughing. I don't have that right to speak on that. But this was the first time that there was any like real kind of that she was upset. She says, "I don't know what to do." She's very upset. She doesn't know what to do at this point. There is 2,400 people in the group. Share the group, download the flyers. So you could share the group, you just couldn't share anything out of the group. You could share it because they wanted more people to join the group. She says, "I need help. What would you do? I've done so much. I need guidance to drive somewhere, fly somewhere. I just need more friend support." She's caught up on messages. Now, again, you know, the video before this, she doesn't want friend, or, you know, these messages are causing her stress, but now she wants it's very conflicting. She said, you know, "I understand life has to go forward. Keep Carly with you, keep sharing the group, and I hope to be able to bring great news." And I will add to at the end of a lot of these videos, there is talk of it's share, share. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for the support. God bless you. Those type of things at the end of this video. I don't want to seem like I'm intentionally leaving that out. That is said after many of these videos. At some point, it's even brought up Go Team Carly. I don't think that that's happened yet in this, you know, sequence of videos so far, but there is, she does thank people. She does say, you know, God bless. She appreciates, she loves everyone, et cetera. I just didn't, you know, it's in every video. So yeah, at that point, you can tell that she is very distraught in this video. You know, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know where to go. She wants guidance. And like I said, that's the first video that I noticed some real kind of, you know, emotions or upset crying by her. Anything you can think of?
Not on that one.
So the next one is then on October 16th at 7:25 a.m. So just, you know, 15 minutes later, she says, "I forgot to say something. I'm Carly's stepmom. I've been raising her since she was 4, and her mother is Lindsay. We're all very tight. She's mom, I'm mom." The reason that she made the video was because someone was questioning her. Somebody had seen Lindsay post a picture of a, well, th this person said, "Hey, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, I saw another lady that's missing her daughter, and she looks just like Carly." So that's why Melissa did this. And that video was immediately deleted. I'm just going to jump to the next one really quick because the time of that video was 7:25, and at 8:05 on the 16th, she did do another one with the same explanation that Carly is her stepdaughter. She's clarifying that she is the stepmother. And she said something along the lines, and people really hung on to this statement as well, and I never understood it. She said, "I'm just another," something along the lines of "another mortar," saying, and she slipped up and said "mortar" instead of "mother," corrected herself, and people took it and said, "Oh my gosh, she said murder." She didn't. It was mortar. It was very confusing to say the least. But anyway, up until this point, nobody knew. I'm sure, you know, family and close friends knew, but the rest of us watching didn't know that Melissa was Carly's stepmom. you know, not that that makes a difference. There's not, you know, a stepmom is a mom in my, you know, in my eyes as well. I just thought that it was strange that she had to come out and do a video to clarify that. To me, that told me that something, you know, there's something else. People were upset by it, or I'm not sure what the reasoning was for, you know, if I guess I wouldn't be.
Sorry.
I wouldn't be offended if my children had a step parent and they were calling themselves, you know, mom or dad. Maybe it would be different if this was, you know, something like this, if one of them were missing and somebody's coming out crying and saying, you know, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. Maybe, you know, and I can see where that would hurt her biological mother's feelings. I could see where her biological mother may be upset, but something was weird that she felt to come out and clarify that to everybody. And I believe that's the first time most people found out that she was actually Carly's stepmother and not biological mother.
So I remember seeing someone post saying, I saw a woman from, I believe the post said, I saw a woman from Las Vegas with the same daughter. I is that a fake? Something like, basically the woman was saying, how is that your daughter if this woman's saying it's her daughter? So I think things got like, I think that really escalated it. And I'm actually starting to wonder if maybe even, you know, Lindsay possibly mentioned something. I don't know. That's just
right. Well, and right. And I will jump ahead just for a second here to give context, because there were a lot of things going on Facebook that, you know, aren't, you know, out there in the open. Well, a lot of it is, but for podcast purposes, the whole stepmother, this video, it was said that, and now this is speculation, I don't have confirmation on it, but that Lindsay was there. Lindsay came to, when she found her daughter was missing, she was there, but she wasn't aware that Melissa was doing these live videos. And these live videos happened in the bathroom. Which at the time they were happening, I'm like, this is really weird. Why is this woman in the bathroom every time she's coming live? There was a couple that were done outside, one up here, you know, a couple that maybe is in a garage, I'm not sure. But a majority of these videos were done in the bathroom. And I just remember thinking all the time, like, what is going, why is this lady always doing these videos in the bathroom? But then I did hear after that, that Lindsay didn't know, that these live videos were being done. So again, speculation, but I believe there was something that came up to where Melissa did have to come out and clarify that she is the stepmother.
Right.
And then, so continuing on October 16th at 8:31 PM, she starts the video, "Hey Team Carly." Yeah, I don't even know if I want to get into that, but she says Carly was last seen at 7:30 a.m. wearing a white t-shirt and gray sweatpants. I have good news. Yeah, good news. Another confirmed sighting that she was walking toward the highway, and another confirmed sighting that she was on the south side of White Mountain Estates walking inside barbed wire fencing, walking next to the highway. That's good. Yeah. So before I continue with the rest of that video, so these are the confirmed sightings that she's saying that there are. So this is supposedly another person, a confirmed sighting in their neighborhood. And then the highway is approximately a mile from their home. So this is her good news, is that somebody saw Carly walking along the highway inside a barbed wire fence. Okay. And she says, I just got the devices back. I haven't had mine since 3 o'clock. So everything is blowing up. Now this is 8:30 PM. She's claiming that her device was taken at 3 PM. So her device, phone device, I'm not sure if she's talking about tablets, computers, whatever, but they were only gone for 5 hours, according to her. She said, "Team Carly, let's keep it up. We're almost to 5,000 members. Anyone with any information, She says, don't call me, call law enforcement, stop sending me tips. I'm not sure who was sending her tips or what kind of tips they were sending her. She said that there's choppers overhead, 60 to 70 sheriffs are out walking. So this was more of like a, exactly how it started, Hey Team Carly. It was a peppy, kind of giddy, happier video, you know, good news. I mean, we're on day three of her missing. I'm not sure that, I don't know, these confirmed sightings are that great of news, in my opinion. So yeah, the Team Carly and, you know, the group's almost to 5,000 members. And I just don't, I don't understand that. I don't understand the fascination with this group and members and friend requests, and I just don't. So then at 10/16, October 16th at 8:34 p.m., she says also, yes, there was a call about a possible sighting in Lubbock, California. Unfortunately, the person's nose was pierced on the wrong side. So I'm thinking that that maybe is the kind of tips that she was getting. Somebody had called and said they thought they saw Carly in Lubbock, California, but the girl had a gold hoop nose ring on her right side, and that's not the side Carly's nose was pierced. So again, another quick video that was. This is another quick one on October 17th at 8:07 a.m. She says, you know, she gives her description, which is kind of weird because in all of these other videos, she's not really saying, you know, some of them she does give a description of what Carly was wearing or last seen wearing. But she said, just letting everyone know that we will be out walking today. That was the sole purpose of that video. She wanted people to know that she was going to go out walking, I assume searching. A couple hours later, on October 17th, another live video at 11:09 a.m., she was out walking, and she said, just some ideas I came up with. If anyone that was in town Friday night, I assume in town is Bishop, maybe someone saw something, someone saw somebody who looked suspicious, or maybe you saw somebody looking suspicious early Saturday morning, report it, think about it. You know, she's hoping that somebody maybe saw a suspicious person around town and could report it. And then she says, how well do we know our neighbors? Look all around your property, your neighbor's property. These are ideas that she just came up with while she was out searching. And then a couple hours after that, on October 17th at 4:45 p.m., she does a video to tell everybody that she is about to walk to Highway 6 to see how long it takes to walk there from their home. She says, hunting season is coming, so be aware when you're out hunting. Look everywhere. And then that night at 9:30, October 17th, 9:31 p.m., she does a video, and now she says that Carly was last seen by three different people. The neighbor down the street at 6:30 a.m. and two confirmed people saw her walking toward the highway. Only one said he saw her in white shirt and gray sweatpants. The other just said a white shirt. he believed he saw gray or dark colored pants. That FBI's, or she says LE still has the devices, and that the sheriffs are out questioning all of the neighbors again. And she has another great idea, and that is to tape flyers to the car, because maybe not everybody has social media. So if you tape the flyers to the car, more people will see Carly's face. So this is kind of, I guess, where we first heard that there were three witnesses. At this time, we still don't know. She just says the three. And I'm not sure. I'm very confused by the one comment that she says. One just said a white t-shirt. So did he not see her pants? Or I don't understand that remark.
Yeah.
But at this time, she is telling us now that there are three people who saw Carly that morning. And again, that
word witnesses.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Did she actually use the word witnesses?
She said there. She said, well, I don't think at this point, she just said she was last seen by three different people.
Okay. Cause, yeah. All right. Cause yeah, they wouldn't really be witnesses because, you know, they didn't actually see Carly, but.
Right. And, but during this time in the group, people were, you know, the admins and family were saying that, you know, these three people, they've all been confirmed. They know Carly. They saw Carly. It's confirmed it was Carly. That's what was being said in the official Carly group. And right. So, and that's why people were kind of getting upset. Like these haven't, you know, people started questioning the sheriff's department because people wanted to know, did these people actually see Carly, or did they, because when you, again, it's not something that will be seen on the podcast, but it could probably be put in the video. The very first live video that Melissa did, Melissa has on a white tank top and dark gray or a dark color sweatpants. So that's why people were pretty upset because, you know, Melissa, her first description was Carly left with a blue shirt and skinny jeans on. And then the next day we get, you know, oh, my neighbor called and he saw Carly. She had a white shirt, a white t-shirt and gray sweatpants, dark gray sweatpants. So people started to really go, oh my gosh, was it Melissa that they saw walking? And so this whole confirmed sighting stuff really caused quite a controversy. And a lot of people, you know, we're very much questioning the sheriff's department. And I think that they had every right to do that because when you have at this time, I'm not sure at some point it took Mono County quite a while to even talk about sightings or witnesses or whatever they confirmed witnesses. I think they called it, I'm not sure, but they weren't saying anything about these witnesses. The only place we were hearing was the live video. So people were really questioning that. With, you know, all right to do so. And then, so here's another one that was done on October 18th at 8:32 a.m. She says that a witness said that Carly was walking toward Highway 6 at 7:30. Now, I don't know because the video she did before said Carly was walking along Highway 6 behind the barbed wire. But she also tells us that her walk to the highway took her 24 minutes and 42 seconds to walk to the highway. She said, I just missed her. She was working details out on donations because people were wanting to donate. She just says, keep sharing the group. Do not share from the group. We're up to 6,000 people and do not share my videos. So again, very adamant on not sharing anything from the group. That just, I just can't get over that. But so her walk from home to the highway took her 24 minutes. Now, again, this is just right around a mile. I believe it's a little less, like 0.9, 9/10 of a mile, I think. It's right at a mile. So she's saying that, you know, 24 minutes, 42 seconds is what it took her to walk. And then she makes the statement, I just missed her. So
like, how does she know?
Exactly. How do you know you just missed her? That's because that person that supposedly or said they saw Carly walking alongside the highway at 7:30. So, I mean, at this time, we don't know anymore yet, but we're thinking, you know, you just missed her. So you were out there. What does this mean? What does this mean? You just missed her. So then we go into 6:32 p.m. on October 18th. She says that Carly is wearing a white t-shirt, gray sweatpants. At 7:30, she was walking toward the highway. You know, so we go back and forth to, was she walking toward it? Was she walking along it? You know, where was she? But she says there was a 60 men search from the county or I'm sorry, a 60-man search from White Mountain down to the county line on the east side of the highway and then back up the highway. There's been air support from Chalfont to Laws on the east side or down the east side and up the west side. Sex offenders in the area are being questioned, and the boys home, she's keeping them home from school a few more days. And then she thanks Alex Printing for the flyers. And I believe the flyers were donated, which is awesome. And so that's the end of that video. So she's just kind of giving an update as to, you know, who, what agencies and who was out searching for Carly, and that the sex offenders in the area are being questioned. But she does state that she's keeping the boys home for a few more days. They haven't been back to school yet. She says that the family support is good for them, but being at school with friends and stuff will be good for them too, which I agree. The kids, you know, kids will do better with other kids. A real fast video on 10 October 18th at 7:01 p.m. She just said that somebody came up with a great idea. Turn your porch lights on for Carly. So she's telling everybody to turn your porch lights on and let's bring Carly home. And then the next morning, October 19th at 7:03 a.m., she goes on again to say that Carly was last seen at 7:30 walking towards Highway 6. That there are no organized searches set up at this point, but anybody can search. To she tells people, look by the river, look by Mill Pond, look by Paletta, and that later she has a special surprise to tell everybody. I remember that video specifically just because people were freaking out, like, what is this big surprise you have? People were that there was a big clue that Carly had been found, that, I mean, people were really, really fired up about this, where she said special surprise later. Do you remember that?
Yes, I definitely remember that. It was a big deal because it was like, what's your special surprise? Why can't you just tell us? Well,
right.
It wasn't tell us. Well, we had to like sneak to get the video, but.
Right. And so I think at this time, I believe I was still in the group. I was still there. I did get kicked out and blocked eventually for asking questions. But so then on October 19th at 6:32 p.m., again, she goes right into do not share screenshots. Do not share or screenshot out of this group. Carly was wearing a white t-shirt, gray sweatpants, walking towards Highway 6. And her big surprise was that they got to go in a plane and search from Bishop to Benton. And then from Bishop to Kios Hot Spring for 2 hours. Her big surprise was that her and Zach got to fly in a plane low and look for 2 hours. That was the surprise. It was completely inappropriate and just disgusting, in my opinion, to, like, that's not a special surprise.
It's a personal thing.
She said that they were still investigating all of their devices. She said, I wish she was in jeans. She always wears jeans, so I thought she was in skinny jeans, but two confirmed, white t-shirt and gray sweatpants. I'm not letting this story die. So at this time, people were getting upset by just the different things. You know, a lot of people were really upset over the special surprise thing. So then, you know, and people started to question, like, hey, why did the first flyer say she was wearing a blue shirt and skinny jeans? And now it's a white shirt with gray sweatpants. So she makes the comment that she wished Carly was in jeans. She always wore jeans. So that's why she thought she was in jeans. That's because at this time, and we'll get into that in a little bit, you know, because if you remember, the first video says Carly was last, she's been missing since 6:30. The last I spoke with her was 5:30. My very first reaction to that was, oh my gosh, then who's the last one to see her at 6:30? You know, you're saying she was missing since 6:30. So some there was always that gap there. I assumed, and I assumed for good reason, because it was posted elsewhere, that Carly went for a walk that morning and didn't come back. So I assumed that the skinny jeans and blue shirt was because she knew what Carly was wearing when she left. But we'll get into that in a little bit here. So then on October 20th at 7:35 p.m., she said that there were scent dogs, and the dogs only led them to the highway. There's been extensive search efforts, but there will be no more foot search, but they are continuing the investigation. So that was kind of a huge letdown to know that there won't be any more kind of, you know, law enforcement searching. So yeah, that was kind of just the gist of that video. On October 21st, she said, I believe it was 10:50 a.m. It may have been an hour earlier. I'm not confident on that time, but she said that a neighbor and two other confirmed witnesses said Carly was wearing a white t-shirt and gray sweatpants. She didn't take anything when she left. Now, again, how do you know what she took? If you don't know what time she was missing, you don't know what she was wearing, how do you know she didn't take anything? I mean, I don't know. If you can't positively identify what she was last wearing, then you can't say if she did or didn't take anything. That they have set up a GoFundMe. The money will be for Carly for resources for bringing her home. They also have a page, a Facebook page, and they're going to start advertising. The GoFundMe money was going to be used to advertise their Facebook page. And she ended that with, I believe she is okay. So there's a few things that stick out there for me. You know, like I said, that she didn't take anything. I don't think that it's fair when you just stated, I assumed she was wearing skinny jeans because she always does. That would lead me to believe that you didn't see her leave or see her before she left. So you can't very much, I mean, say that she didn't take anything. I'm not sure if it was stated prior, earlier, later, whatever, posted on Facebook, but Carly did not take a cell phone and she did not take her glasses. So I'm not sure if that's what she was referring to with that she didn't take anything. I'm not real certain on that. And I really got a sour, sour feeling about that they were going to start advertising, because there's more to that we'll get in another episode. And the end statement of that with, I believe she is okay. My opinion on that is that was said because if she said, I don't think that she's okay, then people probably wouldn't donate to a GoFundMe and they're probably not going to pay this advertising. So if, you know, I believe everybody should keep the hope alive. I still have hope that someday Carly's going to come walking through a door. So I can't knock that, but I feel that intention on that was to bring it up right after talking about a GoFundMe and advertising just really didn't sit well with me. So yeah, and there is another video, but we're going to get into that in the next episode. It's a very lengthy video, and it gives a lot of answers to some of the questions that everybody has. So yeah, we'll definitely get into that. Is there anything that you can think of to talk about of these videos that I left out?
Well, I just remembered when you said the glasses. I thought that, you know, in the early days, weren't they saying that she was like very, she needed the glasses to see, like, even just in front of her?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't speak on that because I am not sure. I thought I also saw that, but I do notice that a lot. I'm not sure if she wore contacts either, because I do know on a lot of the video or pictures that I do see of her, she doesn't have glasses on. So I'm not sure if she wore contacts as well, or if she was able to, you know, see if classes were reading. I'm not sure, but I do know that her mother had, stated that she wouldn't go anywhere. She needed her glasses. She wouldn't just leave her glasses.
I know I
So yeah.
saw a post
Yeah.
by Donald too, where it was that she had just got glasses and he said something like, "Oh, now my baby can see." So I think she was like blind as a bat. So,
Yeah, and that's possible. Very possible. I'm not, I don't have, I can't speak, I don't like to talk about things that I don't know for a fact, but I do, I agree, and I did hear the same thing. And then yeah, it's like I said, there is one more video, but I also do want to read this quickly. There was many posts, and we'll get into that as well later on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. But one I want to touch on right now was made by Melissa Gousset on October 13th at 9:13 p.m. So this is the day that Carly went missing. She writes to Sean Hannity. She says, "Dear Hannity, my name is Melissa Gousset and my husband is Zachary Gousset. We always enjoy watching your show every night. I'm writing to you now and informing you of some news. My daughter Carly Gousset went on a walk this morning and never returned. She was last seen at 6:30 a.m. today, Saturday, October 13th. We live in a small town in Bishop, California, at the base of the mountains. We love our guns, land, rights, and freedom, but we don't love our lawbreakers. So I'm writing to you for help to share this with your viewers. I know her, and she wouldn't leave for this long, ever. It's now 6:03 p.m. So I'm assuming that this was a different time zone. It's almost 6:03 p.m., 12 hours now. A missing person is only considered 24 to 48 hours. Maybe she'll show up tomorrow or in a week. Or what if she never comes home? The world is cruel and the world is real. It doesn't matter where you live because you just never know. Thank you, Sean Hannity. I hope this message reaches you. Carly Gousset, 16 years old, blue eyes, long, dirty blonde hair, 5'7". Her picture and live video are posted to my Facebook page." Now, that was something that I just thought. So we did see that right at the beginning because that was posted the very first day. So that is where people originally, that states in it very clearly that she went for a walk and she didn't come home. So we have that, and then we hear these live videos that aren't, aligning with that. Not once in the live videos did we hear she went for a walk and she didn't come home. We just heard that she was gone. And you'll find out in the next one, the last video of it does give the story of the nights, leading up to her disappearance and the morning of it. So yeah, so next week, join us while we listen to the stepmother explain why she may be disoriented. And that was another thing too. She kept saying Carly may be disoriented. The flyer said she's possibly disoriented, and everybody's like, "What does that mean? What do you mean? Why would she be disoriented?" And we didn't get an answer. But next week, we will get into that and why she said she may be disoriented, and we'll also hear from Carly's birth mother, Lindsay, while she questions the inconsistencies from Zach and Melissa Gousset.
And if you know anything about the whereabouts or any information about Carly's whereabouts, you can call Mono County Sheriff at 760-932-7549, option 7, or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800 The Lost. Or you can send in tips to the FBI at FBI.gov. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.